Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, it's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
But what will you do, though? So, you put your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
Well, in the scope of the universe, how is that? What? How does that even matter?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, December 5th, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is NG. I'm joined each and every show by the capable and funny. It's GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
And I just stopped laughing. We had, like I say, a side joke off the air. Never a good time to talk about something like that right before you go on the air. It was tough to stop laughing, but we're glad you joined us here today on a Saturday. Spend a little time with us. Let's get some information out of the way. You can reach us on the phone at 619-393-6728. You can listen on your phone. You can also hit the one button. That's your way into the show. Get your comment, question heard. We're also blogtalkradio.com, /, the 2Gs, and there the chat room, both of us are in there, so you can interact with us that way as well. So, all right, brother, just real quick before you go, I want to wish John Lear, the Wizard. This is one guy who, I thought I was the biggest Dave Mason fan, me and you, but he's definitely worthy of a challenge. 60 years old, met him a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months ago. But the Wizard, 60 years old yesterday, and also got a call from Dave Mason, which I'm pretty jealous about. So happy birthday to the Wizard. What's going on, brother?
Yeah, well, shout out to him, too. Happy birthday to the Wizard also. Anyway, before we get going on the show, we lost a few people this week. We lost one lady. Her name was Cynthia Robinson. You know who she is, right? Well, Cynthia Robinson?
No.
Well, she's very, she was very instrumental to women in the music industry. She was the first female ever to play a trumpet in a rock band, an American rock band. But in case people who don't know who she is, here's some of her work.
Yeah.
Anyway, brother, Cynthia Robinson was in the band Sly and the Family Stone. She played the trumpet in the band. She was the first, as I said, the first female ever to play the trumpet and to make it cool in a band. So she's very instrumental to women around the world, because most women, they play the cello or the oboe or the, you know, things, the violin. But you know, but she played a trumpet in a band called Sly and the Family Stone, and elected into the Hall of Fame in the year I believe was 2006. So condolences go out to Cynthia Robinson and the family. Next, we lost Scott Weiland, the singer from Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver. They found him dead on his tour bus. You know, it's a shame. He was, you know, trying to kick the habit. He was a drug addict. They said he was clean, but obviously, well, let's hear the latest news on Scott Weiland and what happened.
Bloomington, Minnesota. They were set to perform in Rochester, actually, tonight. But he was found by his tour manager, and it had appeared that he had gone through some sort of cardiac arrest and died. Here's the thing. Obviously, Scott Weiland has a history of drug abuse. He, you know, is an addict, has dealt with this for many years, was supposedly clean, but we were hearing from other musicians kind of in the business and in the know that they believed Scott was using again, and specifically using crack. Which we've never heard of Scott dealing with that before, but we actually spoke with Scott's wife, Jamie Weiland, who vehemently denies that he was doing any drugs. She says that Scott has been clean for many years. She admitted that Scott does have a casual drink every now and then, but no drugs. She said that this is actually the best he's been in his entire life, and apparently everybody in the band, Scott, Weiland, and the Wildabouts, were there to support him, and they knew there was kind of like a pact amongst the band about no drug use, not bringing drugs around. Now, we do know that that rule was actually violated because we're being told that there were drugs found on the bus. However, we are being told at this point that they don't appear to have anything to do with Scott. Right now, cops are investigating. They are not ruling out anything until, you know, autopsy and toxicology comes back. And
well, brother, so Scott Weiland, as he said, you know, as he said there, they were supposedly not using drugs, but they found drugs on the bus. Condolences go out to the Weiland family there. He died at the age of 48. And now one of my favorite actors, because one of the great movies. One of the great movies with Al Pacino. Robert Loggia, who passed away recently, and here's a little of him. And, of course, of a production system, we do not have that. But anyway, Robert Loggia, who was in the Scarface with Al Pacino, and mm-hmm. also with Tom Hanks and other movies, passed away with Alzheimer's. So our condolences go out to the Robert Loggia family from the 2G show.
Yeah, you first mentioned this him. I didn't know who you're talking about, but I do remember a couple movies. Yeah, but I do remember in Scarface. Welcome to the Resurrection. I think when Al Pacino shoots him, you know, and kills him. I think he says, "I'll see you in the resurrection," or "Welcome," something like that. But yeah, I do remember him. And okay, brother, that's good reporting that we got there from our 2G correspondent. I don't know the name of the guy who did the reporting on there, the Stone Temple Pilots singer. But that's a good report we had there.
Yeah. Once in a while, we'll go out to him. He'll give us the details. Every once in a while, we use him.
Okay. That's a little bit off last week, so we had this 2 weeks' worth of our obituaries. Though I think that's all happened within the last week. So, all right, but let's go talk some. Let's move on. It's always tough to do that, but we have to talk a little sports. We always say that we like the Giants have the worst losses, that we can think of. And yeah, the Giants have had terrible losses, and maybe because we're Giants fans, we remember those. But I tell you, these last two games that happened recently, you know, the Browns losing to the old Browns
on a kickoff. I mean, a field goal that was blocked. And then this Lions game that just happened recently. No time on the clock. Before that, though, they're doing that stupid play where they pass the ball back and forth. Rodgers gets it and the face mask, which I don't know if it was a face mask, but I can see where the refs would make the call. No time on the clock. He throws a bomb in the end zone there, and Green Bay comes down. I mean, brother, I don't know what the Lions were doing there, I'll be honest. Rushing three people, two guys were doing nothing on the sides over there in the middle of the field, and the other idiots, I don't know why you would go behind the Green Bay. You got to go in front of them. I don't understand you're professional, but that was crazy, brother, crazy.
You know, we always say, you know, it had some real bad defeats by the Giants, but, I mean, this has to go right up there as one of the worst. I mean, actually, no time left on the clock. A Hail Mary, 65 yards in the air, and you lose the game. I mean, I really feel sorry for those Detroit Lions fans. I mean, you couldn't even wake up the next day when something like that happens. But y'all are absolutely right. The coaching staff, I mean, he has to go, Caldwell. He had guys on the outside, rushes straight.
Do nothing. Yeah,
and he has guys on the outside because he's looking for the lateral again. I mean, this is terrible for coaching. He's looking for the lateral again. Why you don't rush or even blitz?
Yeah,
the quarterback
they can't get
at
down
that
the field
moment.
Fast enough. They can't get down the field fast enough. They gotta get down there. It takes time.
they gotta go 65 yards down the field running.
Yeah.
Why you don't blitz the quarterback? And this is. There's no way he's going to be able to heave that ball 65 yards.
No.
And then you go
no.
put the littlest guys on the team to defend it. They're behind him. I mean, I don't understand how we didn't get they didn't get a call that Caldwell was fired. I mean, that's a terrible job. I mean, if I was the owner, of course, the coach would be gone.
And, brother, this is why we say this over and over again, and we mean this. I mean this. That's Steinbrenner. That's how I could not be an owner. I mean, maybe sometimes I'm a little irrational, and I admit that. I am irrational. But you said the same thing. You can't fire guys time and time, and, you know, every time they make a mistake or something. But, brother, I couldn't be an owner because I want an answer. I'm fuming. I don't know how you react. You know the Lions are not going anywhere, brother. They're not going anywhere. But still, you're an owner, and these people, but how do you live it? I mean, I could not be an owner, but I'd be firing everybody. There'd be no one left.
I'm right with you, bro, because you know how I am. You know, I've been screaming about the Giants for the last few weeks that as soon as that game, couple of games would have been over, they're in my office trying to explain to me how the hell we lost that game. I mean, but when you lose a game epic proportions the way the Lions lost that game, I mean, with no time left on the clock, first of all, you can't blame the refs on that because it looked like his head was twisted off.
You're right.
And when you see, so you can't blame, but you know.
No.
But I'm also going to blame the refs in this game also. I mean, something has to be done with these the refs. It's terrible. The play before that, it was offensive interference. I mean, and mugging the defender, and no call. I mean, and then they get a call against them over there. I mean, it was unbelievable, but something has to be done because I've never seen it, maybe because there's more social media going on now, but I never realized how bad the reffing in football is. It's out of control right now, and something needs to be done.
Horrible. It's horrible, brother. And I want to get into that a little bit, but especially like some of these calls are not, to me, not fair. Like you have third and, 25. They have a defensive holding. Away from the ball for automatic first down. I mean, that rule has to be changed because that's to me that's ridiculous. But let's go back a little bit about the Giants, okay? I told you at Thanksgiving. I mean, I didn't tell you anything you didn't know. Like, it was a big revelation. I don't trust them, and I didn't trust them. I mean, this Washington. They're playing Washington, okay? Washington Cousins, and they not show up. And I'm not watching them the rest of the time. I mean that. And you said you got. I'm not watching them. When the team goes, they wanted it more than us. Why should I do it? Why should I watch? I mean, that was ridiculous football, and it happens too many times under the Coughlin. I love the guy. But 12 years, there's 10 years of this crap over and over and over again. You have an elite quarterback, so to speak. Hall of Fame coach. This division should have been done and over with. I don't understand it, brother. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. And as an owner, again, I couldn't stand it.
First of all, I don't care what you say. You're watching the games when they're on, okay? We're not even having a conversation. You're watching the games. I don't want to hear it, okay? Okay, so that's out of the question. You're watching the games. I'm starting to, I was aggravated, on the last game. You don't even answer your phone call because I was so damn disgusted with you. Because I mean, they didn't even show up. You're playing first place in the division.
I took a nap.
Yeah, and, listen. For now on, I'm going to send somebody over your door, knock on your door and get you up. Okay. When I call, you got to answer the phone. But you know it's something. Anyway, they're not show up in that game against Washington Redskins for three quarters. I mean, it's an embarrassment, okay? I understand that the players that got a lot of players hurt. But at least show some heart. The only one on that team that's showing anything is Odell Beckham Jr. And then you have to get me more aggravated to tell me the Tom Coughlin press conference. I told you I don't want to know nothing about it when the game is over. But no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I needed you, you don't answer your call. But then you call me and you give me that freaking Tom Coughlin press conference. You can tell him what he said because you listen to it.
I should play it for you. I should have played it for you.
I mean, I was more aggravated than ever.
Yeah, should play it because, brother, I said it when I heard on Twitter. You know, on my Twitter account, and that Tom Coughlin press conference came out. And, brother, in the past, he's been pissed off. No, you know, this time, he was praising his players. I mean, you can go look it up. I praise my players for not quitting. That I said it, and then I heard it on the news, and I heard it on the experts that Tom Coughlin's given up because now he's at a point where he's not even livid about a performance. He's praising the team because they showed up in the fourth quarter. That's how bad it is. Now you know Tom Coughlin. So, you should be aggravated about that.
So what you're telling me is if the team misses the bus and don't show up for three quarters and then come in the fourth quarter and play, he's going to praise them. I mean, what am I getting aggravated for now? I have no shot then. If the coach
is... That's what I'm saying. I'm not watching
anymore.
I have
no shot now. I mean, you got to... I can't believe this is Tom Coughlin. And,
I saw it. I said it right back.
Yeah. I got two. He gave us two championships. But, you know what?
Yeah.
You still. There's no reason why this team is. This team, I have to admit, finally, I think I'm admitting that they these 12 years, they really underachieved, even though they got two Super Bowls.
I know. I can get, it's hard to believe you say two Super Bowls underachieved. I mean, no one in the division won a Super Bowl. I mean, the Cowboys haven't got a sniff at nothing. They haven't won a playoff game. Now, Philadelphia up and down, they've never won a Super Bowl. Washington. So the Giants, you can say, the only team in the division in a couple of years has won two Super Bowls. But, brother, my concern is, you're damned if you do, you say damned if you don't. If you give it to Coughlin, and Reese should go too, because you can't fire the general manager and hire a new general manager with Coughlin there. Then you got an Eli Manning. We're going to start all over again now. 34 years for a new offense. I mean, this should not be happening. We should be consistent, a good football team, maybe not win every year, but a lot better than what they're showing the last couple of years.
I mean, first of all, Reese has to go. And I'll tell you why. The guy that we had under Reese is in Carolina Panthers now. Look at the job he's doing. Okay? So I'm thinking it wasn't Reese. I don't remember the guy's name. If somebody knows, they can come up, type it in, whatever.
He's
in Carolina, and look what he's got over there, and look what we got. I mean, it's a terrible job by Reese. I mean, but we got guys who are Hosley, and I mean, his backup, they can't. I mean, how do they get drafted, these guys?
I don't know.
They can't cover.
It's
unreal. It's unreal what's going on in this organization. I mean, this shouldn't happen. And I, as much as I hate them, you look at the Patriots, okay? Week in and week out, they lose people. They let people go. They draft people day in and day out because they got a good coach and a good quarterback. And I don't understand why we have a good coach and we got a good quarterback and we stink.
Yep. Can I agree with you more? Okay, the Patriots don't win every year, but they've won four times under this regime. The Giants got two. But they're not competitive. They're 10 years. They're not even in the game. They're not even competitive. So I'm with your brother. I don't know what to do with this. But this is a must game. Obviously, because the Jets coming up. And we'll see what happens here. I still think
hopefully they show up now. They're playing the Jets. I mean, hopefully, I haven't given up yet. Huh. I haven't given up yet. I didn't know all of my ranting and raging yet. I still have hope that they're going to win this division. But this game here, they have to win this game here on Sunday.
And before we move on, we're running down to about 10, 12 minutes. I bet you never thought that we'd be rooting for Dallas, because I'm rooting for Dallas this week. And I never thought I'd be saying that, but I'm rooting for Dallas this week.
Well, I'm not rooting for Dallas. We win our game, then let the Dallas lose and they're out. I'm sorry.
No.
They're
facing the team that's tied with us, and the team is home. Let them Washington lose. I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about here. I'm moving for Dallas this week. I want them to win. We win. Now we control our own destiny. Right now we don't control our own destiny. Washington controls it.
I can't believe the words are coming out of your mouth. You want Dallas to win.
I'm moving because it's going to move for Dallas. And as the Steelers go, Frank, I love your team. And if your quarterback can stay healthy, it's a joke. And I did give him credit for taking himself out with the concussion, but it's easy for him to do it because he knows he still has a spot. Joe Schmo fighting for a spot gets a little concussion. He wants to go back out there. I love the Steelers. You're the best coach.
Wait one second. Let me hit on that coach. He's not a good coach. He's aggressive. Going for 2 points. Down over there, he goes for a field goal against Seattle. Are you kidding me? Even he's making stupid mistakes, too.
No, brother, he's ahead of the curve when this comes to this. Because all you got to do is make 50% of those two-point conversions, and you're still
that's
doing better than that 1 point.
That's not what I'm talking about. He's aggressive all the time. Why wasn't he aggressive on the play down when they're down there? Instead of kicking a field goal, he still would have been behind the score. Why didn't he go for the touchdown? If you're
Frank agrees with you there. I'm still the best coach in football, but Frank agrees with you. Frank, they should have went for the TD instead of the field goal. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I didn't watch that point against Seattle, but Frank agrees with you. GG is right. Of course he's right, GG. That's what Frank wrote in the chat room. Of course he's right. All right, brother, time goes so fast. We got down by 6-7 minutes. Real quick, I don't want to talk about this. I just want to laugh about it. I love Donald Trump, but, brother, you and I were laughing off air. Donald Trump can say anything. Anything short of murdering, getting caught for murder, I'm voting for Donald Trump, and his support is like this. But, brother, do you hear what he said the other day about the ISIS and killing ISIS?
This makes me laugh. This guy can say, he can say anything. I'm deporting everybody out of this damn country. He goes up 10%. The other day, he goes, I'm going to kill all the ISIS family. He goes up 15% in the polls. It's unbelievable with this stuff.
Brother, he goes, I'm going to kill ISIS and their family. He goes, both of them. But the people, all the experts on CNN, Fox, they're pulling their hair out. And brother, watch the debates going back. He's always in the center. He had Jeb Bush next to him, and he dropped out. You had Carson, he got bumped out. Then Rubio, and he's still there. I mean, I love Donald Trump. I think he's a little, but I'm voting for him all the way. But brother, no matter what this guy says, he gets bumped up 10-15%.
Those politicians, they can say, well, what do you think about the gun laws? Well, we're going to see if we can go back and see where we they go down 10%. He goes, I'm going to give everybody guns. They go up 20%.
Brother, I've never seen this. I don't know the history of the world, the United States. But in my lifetime, never seen this. And that just shows you, brother, the disgust of the American people. We're tired of this. I don't think he's going to change. When he gets in there, I think he'll be a great president because he'll surround himself with some great people. This is unheard of what he's doing. It's absolutely funny.
This is like the extreme Ronald Reagan, how everybody when he got in. Donald Trump has taken this to another limit, you know?
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
That's unbelievable. All right, brother. Well, I got us about 4 minutes here. So really 2 minutes for our final comments. So real quick, baseball, a lot of these pitchers now are getting these big contracts. I don't know about getting pitchers big contracts, but any thoughts? Real about a minute, brother, before your final comment, anything about the baseball?
I mean, I hate to see what the Met pitchers are going to get. What, $40 million? I mean, this is out of control. You know, Boston is so desperate now, so desperate, that they went out and signed David Price, who can't win a single game in a playoff. The guy's like 0-8, can't win a single game in a playoff, and he goes out and gets $217 million for 7 years. 7 years, don't they? No one's real. Even the Yankees, I'm glad they don't do this no more. Because you only get 2-3 years out of these pitchers, the most. And nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed, you know. And Greinke just signed for $206 with Arizona Diamondback. $206 million for 6 years. I mean, for a guy who comes in every fifth game. I mean, you tell me, it's got to end somewhere, isn't it? They got to run out of money sometime, no?
I don't know, brother, because baseball just reported that a record as far as revenue. So I don't know. I'm with you. You can't do the pitches that much money. We did it with the Santana. You did it with Sabathia, even though you did win the World Series with him, I believe. I wouldn't do it. All right, brother. Well, getting down the end. Final thoughts?
First of all, once again, we have to be waiting for The Walking Dead, which ended last Sunday. And I just want to say something real quick. I think that they're getting too comfortable. Not that I didn't like it. Don't get me wrong. Don't take me wrong on this. Not that I didn't like it. I liked it. But I think they're getting too comfortable because they're slipping up a little of what they were doing in the past years, I want to say on that. I just also want to say thanks to everybody for listening around the world on your camel, you know, if you're in the waters with the hippos and you got your radio with you, you know, wherever you're listening to us, you know, we appreciate it. Tell your friends about us. And, hey, bro, good job. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take care, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. Frank, Miles, and Camille out there. Hope you're feeling better with your tooth and Bill with his shoulder. I did go see the movie Krumpus, Christmas movie that just came out. Fantastic. Even though Camille probably won't like it because she'll say, well, it's not realistic. But great movie. Anyway, join us next week. We'll be back here. And so tell everyone about it. Tell people. So for Gigi, this is MG. Good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience.